From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. A big election in Myanmar. Vote counting is underway following the nation's first free election in a quarter of a century. VOA's Steve Herman reports.
The question is not whether the NLD is able to be the largest vote getter among the 90 or more parties that are contesting in this parliamentary election. The question is whether they can capture two-thirds of the parliamentary seats to overcome this distinct advantage that the military and the government have, because a fifth of these seats are reserved for them. So they need this two-thirds majority to really get through parliament what they want, and more critically, be able to select who will be the next president of Myanmar.
VOA's Steve Herman. 32 million people were registered to vote and to select for more than 6,000 candidates for both houses of the national parliament and regional assemblies. Election officials say turnout was 80%. European holidaymakers are leaving the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh by the thousands following the October 31st airline disaster that killed all 224 people on board, most of them Russian tourists. 5,000 British citizens were to have departed by the end of Sunday. Russia's President Vladimir Putin ordered his government last week to facilitate the repatriation of his country's travelers from the Red Sea destination. Militants claiming affiliation with Islamic State claim responsibility for the attack, but the head of Egypt's investigation team says no conclusions have been reached about what brought the airliner down. Pope Francis says the leaking of sensitive Vatican documents is a crime and a deplorable act that will not stop him from moving forward with church reforms. Two people suspected of leaking the documents were arrested last week. This is VOA News. Gunmen stormed into a bar in Burundi's capital, Bujumbura, late Saturday, killing at least nine people. Witnesses say the attackers ordered the people sitting outside to come inside the building, then opened fire, killing seven immediately. Two died later from their wounds. International concern is growing about the increase in violence in Burundi following President Pierre Nkurunziza's controversial election to a third term in office in July. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will hold talks Monday in Washington with President Obama at the White House. Mr. Netanyahu says the meeting will focus on strengthening the security of Israel in the wake of the nuclear deal signed by the United States and five other nations with Iran. Robert Berger reports.
This is the first meeting between the two leaders since the controversial nuclear agreement was signed in July. The deal severely strained relations between Israel and the United States, with Netanyahu charging that it would not prevent Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons that could threaten the existence of the Jewish state. In the wake of that perceived threat, Netanyahu wants compensation from America. He said Israel is seeking a significant increase in U.S. military aid over the next decade. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
The two leaders also are expected to discuss the wave of Israeli-Palestinian violence that began almost 2 months ago. In the latest incident, Israeli authorities say a Palestinian rammed his car into a group of Israelis at a bus stop in the West Bank Sunday, injuring at least four people, before Israeli police opened fire and killed the assailant. Two other Israelis were wounded in separate incidents Sunday. Facing a massive migrant crisis and a struggling economy, Croatian voters went to the polls Sunday to elect a new parliament. Unofficial vote tallies show Croatia's conservative opposition Democratic Union winning about 60 seats in Sunday's parliamentary polls, with the ruling Social Democrats carrying 53. The World Bank is warning that global warming will push 100 million more people into poverty across the globe in the next 15 years, in the absence of further action by developed nations to curb rising temperatures. In a report released Sunday, the bank called for rapid, inclusive, and climate-smart development, together with emission reductions aimed at protecting the world's most vulnerable inhabitants. An acoustic guitar once owned by John Lennon was sold for $2.4 million. The J160E Gibson was sold Saturday by Julian's Auctions in Los Angeles to an undisclosed buyer. The auction house said the guitar went missing after a Beatles Christmas show in December 1963. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.